Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Show on the Fan on a Fear the Deer Friday. That was awesome.
It's
talking
amazing
to Dave Robinson, man. Yep. Oh, that was awesome. The stories that he, to think that you're going, like you said, not only you're not running 2-a-days, you're running 3-a-days.
Yes.
He says a 2-mile conditioning run. I can only imagine what the time that you had to beat on that
we
was.
We used to run 300-yard shuttles.
Okay, so that was your guys' conditioning test too. 25-yard lengths.
You know what I used to say when running those? What does this have to do with me covering a tight end or a back out of the backfield?
Stop. So that was you. You were always the one complaining during the whole run.
Why do I got to do this? I just want to go line up and play. Man, I was just all pro, top bolt getter at safety. Why am I here running around to see who in condition? Just let me play.
That had to have been the worst day ever.
I hated people like
every time they do
Anthony Morgan would take his shirt off. He got a 17-pack.
Well, said, I hate because they guy. would do the body fat, and they'd pinch you all over like a Christmas ham.
They couldn't do me like that.
And then you go run the 300-yard shuttle.
Right, but they couldn't do mine because I was too ticklish. You couldn't do it. Every time I just like the Pillsbury Doughboy. I started laughing. Man, y'all know y'all can't touch me.
Oh, that was my nickname in middle school. That's funny.
Yeah, leave me alone.
There's only one person that I could see, football. I could realistically see saying that, running down the field. Man, I was just first team all pro. Why am I doing this conditioning
drill? Yeah, what am I conditioning drill for?
And he's doing it with a smile on his face. He's Leroy Butler. Yes. He's Leap 36.
It was funny.
Leroy, you've been advocating that Giannis is going to be the MVP.
Oh, yeah, he didn't.
All year long.
Yeah. I did get a little worried, though. Full disclosure and disclaimer, when they had that player vote, I got nervous.
And there's a thing about guys that win that MVP award that a lot of times that is the stepping stone, the launching point, or as Brian Windhorst described it earlier today on the morning show, as like your Matrix moment. Your moment when, in the Matrix, Keanu Reeves looks around and understands that he is better than everybody else.
Yes.
He's able to do anything he wants. And there's a feeling like when the greats arrive to the pinnacle, the NBA playoffs, when Brett Favre's in the Super Bowl, when Aaron Rodgers was in the Super Bowl, when Tom Brady finds his chance in the Super Bowl against the St. Louis Rams, that you find that point when you realize you're just about untouchable.
Yeah.
Brian Windhorst said it earlier today on the morning show, and I want to play this cut for you and just think about it. If you believe Giannis is ready to be LeBron.
In the fourth quarter of that game, Giannis was the best player, and there were two in their prime MVPs out on the court with him. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, my God, this kid's going to do it. And I've been waiting. I've been waiting for what I call the Matrix moment. I got to be careful saying that because so many of our NBA fans don't remember. So we've got young NBA fans; they never saw the movie The Matrix because it was, you know, it's 20 years old now. But in the movie, where the main character Keanu Reeves basically figures out that he can control, he's better than everybody there. He can control the whole thing, and then everybody's in real big trouble. Who's in his way? LeBron had the Matrix moment in 2007 in the series against the Detroit Pistons where he realized they couldn't stop him. And he took them. He took a very subpar team to the finals, and he was never the same player after that. He won four of the next five MVPs. He probably should have won more, but, you know, there was a political issue there that cost him some popularity. He was unstoppable. And I've been waiting for the Giannis Matrix moment. And I was watching the playoffs last year for it. It didn't happen, but it was his first time, so I didn't expect it. The game against Philadelphia 2 weeks ago, in that fourth quarter, where he wanted the ball, and he was dominating, and he was setting up his teammates, and he was enjoying it. I got goosebumps. We're close to it. I really believe we're close to it. Where Giannis figures out that he can't be stopped, that he is going to be the best player, nobody can stop him, and he's going to carry his team. We could see it in the next 2 months. It doesn't always happen in a single moment or a single game, but I think we're almost there. I see the way he's articulating. I see the way he's talking. I see the way he's leading. I see the way he's playing at both ends. I see the way he's adapting to the system. I see the way he cares about his teammates. And, of course, his immense talent. You're there. You're on the edge of something amazing. And we'll see if it happens. You know, everything's got to align, but we'll see. We're close.
Brian Windhorst has seen a lot of tremendous basketball. He covered LeBron James at the height of his career. He followed him when he was a 16-year-old. He saw the evolution of who we've
He's a heavyweight. When he speaks, people listen, especially in the media who's going to be doing this voting.
Right. When you hear a guy like that compare where he is at in his career to the launching point for LeBron's legacy when he takes the Boobie Gibson team to the finals and they obviously get swept by the San Antonio Spurs, it's the feeling of the next generational talent arrives maybe 1 year too early. Do you believe that Giannis is ready to be like LeBron?
No question about it. I mean, it was such a good question. I know I'm going to talk over people and just don't let them finish. Sometimes y'all do that to me too, but it's funny.
It is kind of funny.
But that's a great question. Because that's what we always talk about in the barbershop. Does a kid in Idaho, I don't know why we picked that. Do you know Giannis? Yes. But again, Gary, it made me nervous when those players voted because if Harden has won it before and he was runner up three or four times, he has the name, ID, and all. I get all of that. But when you're talking about wire to wire, having your team where he's supposed to be, 34 is supposed to win the MVP. And I think now it puts him on a national stage. Because my nephew, Jaton Davis Jr., he went back, Gary, looked at all of the charted, all of the, I don't know why kids are this smart, the national televised games when, actually it's a good idea, when most people would see him, how did he perform? Amazing. And you think about that, those are the people, the writers on the West Coast, that see Harden puts up those games when he put up 65, 61, 58, and all that. But when Windhorst talks about certain type of games in the fourth quarter, when Giannis realizes he can is unstoppable. But at the same time, I remember the day I don't know what team that was, he dunked on somebody. He said he was the MVP. That was the moment for me. Because normally he wouldn't do that. He'd be like kind of a shy. But
he'd give the mean mug, but he'd move on.
Yeah, right. But at that point, and then it was a secondary when he dunked on Ben Simmons. Then you're saying he's commanding the respect, and he's also commanding the moment. I personally got the team with the smallest market, with a new coach, with the best record. He deserves to be MVP, and I think he'll win it.
Do you believe Giannis is ready? Do you believe Giannis is ready to do what the greats have done? Do you believe Giannis is ready to be like LeBron and take a team that might not necessarily be on paper ready to rise, but with their superstar, they can fly? Wendy's Big Show here at 105.7 FM, The Fan. You can join the conversation and answer that question at 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm going to get Gary Ellerson's response and yours when Wendy's Big Show returns. But first, Gary Ellerson and these words from Dan Richards and Hyundai West Dallas.
Got my good friends over at Hyundai. Hey, you know what? Y'all got your tax money yet?
No, people are not.
I still haven't gotten mine yet. I got told I had to pay some money.
If you got your tax money, my good friends over at Hyundai West Dallas are ready to help you out if you got something back. Go check my good friends out today at Hyundai West Dallas on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue. They're ready to make a deal of the century right now with your tax money. You need to put some money down on your car. My good friend Dan Richards is ready to help you out now. Hyundai West Dallas on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue. Guys, They're going to give you the best possible deal on a new or used car on their lot right now today with your income tax money. Go see them today. Dan Richards, make sure you mention the guys from Big Show sent you. You're going to get a sizable discount. Go see them today. Hyundai West Dallas, Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue.
Brian Windhorst says we're close, but is Giannis ready to dominate everyone? Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. Before we get to your reaction and Gary Ellerson's answer to is Giannis ready to be like LeBron, some house cleaning things, some news and notes throughout the day. Adam Thielen of the Minnesota Vikings signing a four-year, $64 million extension, a max for that of $73 million possibly number 19 can earn. That is on top of his deal that has 2 years left at $13.5 million. Nice money for a dude that played D2 football.
Nice money.
Very nice money. He's a legitimate football player, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, coming out of Bucks practice today, this from Matt Velasquez on Twitter. Mike Budenholzer says, Nikola Mirotic went through his first full team practice today, including some scrimmaging. He was encouraged by what he saw in Mirotic. If his progress continues, could be ready for game one on Sunday night. That would be a nice get for the Milwaukee Bucks to get Mirotic back on the floor when you start out this playoff run. Gary, I want to play you just a little bit of the snippet of what Brian Windhorst said. And he felt like he saw Giannis have that moment, the takeover moment, the moment where you understand that you are indeed the best player on the floor. Mm-hmm. He's felt like he might have seen a couple, but he throws back to when LeBron James had his and what then ensued.
LeBron had the Matrix moment in 2007 in the series against the Detroit Pistons, where he realized they couldn't stop him. And he took them, he took a very subpar team to the finals, and he was never the same player after that. He won four of the next five MVPs. He probably should have won more, but, you know, there was a political issue there that cost him some popularity. He was unstoppable. And I've been waiting for the Giannis Matrix moment. And I was watching the playoffs last year for it. It didn't happen, but it was his first time, so I didn't expect it. The game against Philadelphia 2 weeks ago, in that fourth quarter, where he wanted the ball, and he was dominating, and he was setting up his teammates, and he was enjoying it, I got goosebumps. We're close to it. I really believe we're close to it. Where Giannis figures out that he can't be stopped, that he is going to be the best player, nobody can stop him, and he's going to carry his team.
Do you believe, Gary, that Giannis is ready?
Let me just clarify what he's saying here so these folks know what he's talking about. So this means it don't matter what Middleton does. This means it don't matter what Bledsoe does. This means it don't matter what Mirotic does. What he is saying, or is what I perceive to be, if you're talking about being like LeBron, can Giannis take these jokers all the way to the finals like LeBron did with Smush Parker and them? And this is a much better team than that. And so what they're saying, all this is on Giannis' shoulder. I know y'all talk about Middleton, y'all don't like him, you didn't want to get the money he's supposed to get, blah, 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 blah. But this is saying is Giannis, despite what Middleton does, despite what Bledsoe does, despite what any of them guys does, can Giannis lead these guys to the NBA playoff finals championship? That's what he's talking about.
See, now I see.
Can he take over and do that?
I see it in a different sense.
No matter what.
Where he's saying, this is where Giannis, it doesn't matter what Joel Embiid does.
Right.
It doesn't matter what Jimmy Butler does. It doesn't matter what Kyrie Irving does.
Right.
It doesn't matter what anybody on that side of the ball is going to do.
Right.
My team is going to get the W.
Right, but Bucks fans don't see it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks fans are going to see if Middleton don't get you 25, it's Middleton's fault. Bucks fans going to say if Bledsoe don't do this, he don't do this, that's their fault. What these guys are now saying, if Giannis is in that rarefied air, if he all is what we say he is, it don't matter what none of them jokers do. Let's go to the phone call. I'm going to see what these folks got to say real quick.
Hey,
Malik's on the north side, next on the Fan.
What's going on, brother? Hey, Gary and the Hall of Famer, soon to be Leroy.
What's happening, brother?
I just want to say this, man. I love Giannis. But we shouldn't be comparing him to LeBron, man. I mean, LeBron was 18 years old. That came out of school that was averaging 27, 9, and, you know, 7 assists a game. I mean, we can't – I think he's not ready yet as far as to put it on his shoulders where he's going to lead the Bucks to the national title. I think he does need Middleton, contrary to what people say, you know, that he don't need Middleton. I think he does. But I think he's going to get his. And I think, you know, what a lot of people are going to do, they're going to let him get his, and they're going to try to stop everybody else. And that's my thing. I think he's a superstar. I think he's going to be a superstar in the long run. I think as far as the MVP, I think they're going to want to see him do it one more year because LeBron didn't win it. He could have, like my man said, he could have won it a lot of times, but they got, you know, LeBron-itis. They were tired of him winning. And Leroy, you know you a Kobe fan. Kobe could have won the MVP a lot, but, you know, they got tired of him, you know, doing it. And they wanted to see him doing more than just one year. When he lost Shaq, they were like, what can you do by yourself?
Mm-hmm,
right. As a superstar, that's what they're going to want to see.
So, guys, Malik.
What can you do by yourself?
Go ahead. So, Malik, so you're saying he ain't in that LeBron rarefied air yet?
Not yet, but I like Brian said, Gary, like you've been saying since you first saw him, he right there. He right there. And I don't care what nobody say. People say he don't need a jumper. If he get a jumper, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
There is no – I mean, he's a seven-footer that can dribble the ball, that can post up. And if he can get a jumper, there is no – I mean, he's
well, let me ask you this. What is Kevin Durant then?
I think Giannis has the potential of being the best power forward slash center ever if he can win at least two championships because his game is so – it just – I mean, he can do anything. There's, right now, to me, there's nobody that can guard him. That's why I said if he gets a jumper and he can get a shooter that can hit a shot every once in a while, the ceiling is unlimited. I mean, to me, he's going to have people wanting to come play for Milwaukee. He's right. Going to have people wanting to come here. He's not going to have to go anywhere. So that's all I got to say. You guys got a great show. And, Gary, we love you too, man. You played for the Packers, man, when nobody even watching the Packers, man.
Right.
I remember you as a kid, man. I mean, you played hard, bro. And I appreciate it. Everybody always mentioned Leroy. Leroy, you are a Hall of Famer. But, Gary, we do appreciate you, man, for playing for the Packers when we was losing. And I appreciate how you be honest about it. Everybody say you a homer, but you not, man. You tell it 100, and then we love that down here. We go to the barbershop over here off of Fond du Lac. We talk about you all the time.
What barbershop y'all at over there?
I ain't going to mention it on air because they
– You bet not if it ain't Ebony 2.
No, hey, you know what? I used to go to Ebony 2 as a kid when the old man used to cut my hair as a kid, and then his son started owning it. But, it's another one, though. But,
okay, I appreciate it. We all Gary, family, though.
Gary, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, Gary hired me on this show. He set me up, though.
You didn't know what you were getting into?
No, he said, come do an interview. Like,
come on, Roy.
Interview. Not interview.
Let's talk to you, man.
All caps. I said, we're passing the studio. We went back there to Adam Kirschbaum's office and cut a deal. I said, wait a minute. Man. I was just trying to talk to Lee.
He's doing that. He's walking around.
You can't just waste time. You got to get into it.
I wasn't expecting that. I'd have brought my lawyer just in case.
GB Gary says, I think Giannis is able to dominate in the Eastern Conference semis and lead the Bucks to a series win. He officially will be ready to take over the throne. He has to take the Bucks to at least the Eastern Conference Finals. Forrest is on the north side of Milwaukee.
I'm coming right up.
Forrest, you're on the radio.
Hey, Forrest.
Yeah, what's going on, man? How y'all doing?
What's happening, brother? What's going on?
I'm calling in. You know, I'm an old school guy here from Milwaukee, and I was here when Kareem, then Lou Alcindor, came here, and he was the MVP the first 2 years, but he couldn't win until they brought the big O in.
Right.
Now, Giannis, he may be playing at an MVP level, but he's not going to lead the Bucks anywhere because he needs another player. LeBron had Wade and Bosh down in Miami. Larry Bird had Mikhail and Parrish. Magic Johnson had Worthy and Kareem. He's got to have another player. Now with the eye test, Middleton just ain't got it, man.
But that's what we're talking about, Forrest. We're trying to bring a little bit further than that because when LeBron did it, he didn't have nobody. before he got Kyrie in there.
Yeah, but Giannis ain't got quite what LeBron's got.
Oh, okay. Right, so he ain't there
he
yet.
Don't have that yet. He don't have that yet. Okay. Because he need a jumper. He's missing some of his game, man. I grew up on the playground. You got to be able to go right and left. He's a little weak on his left side. He need to be able to put the ball on the floor like Durant do in order for him to take over the Eastern Conference.
There it is.
He needs some more work, and he needs another play.
Appreciate the call.
Man.
This
all coming back. This all coming back to your boy Middleton Bledsoe.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's saying, well, so far we only took two phone calls. Don't put the people so he can't do it by himself. What do people say?
Sean's in Racine. He's next on the fan.
I just wanted to say about with Giannis, when you're comparing him to LeBron in his early years, the difference there was there weren't really the super teams back then that there are now. LeBron was able to do what he was because he dominated in every facet of the game early on. And once he realized he needed a little bit more help, that's when he went to Miami with Wade and Bosh.
Right.
I think when it comes to Giannis, he's only 24, and look what he's doing now.
Exactly.
I do agree with what Gary said in the past that when he does develop that shooter, that jumper, just like he's been able to start hitting them three-pointers better towards the end of the season, A, it'll help preserve his body because he is destroying himself if he's not careful because of what they're trying to do to stop him. Mm-hmm. And B, he will be the best player in the NBA without a doubt.
Yes. Thank you for your phone call. This goes back to my first point early on, because the way Giannis plays in the paint, he goes hard.
And the way
jokers go after him, they go after him hard with 3-4 jokers. That's why you want this to be a sweep, to rest himself.
Sure.
Put the ice on them knees.
But with all due respect to what the phone callers are saying.
All due respect.
Don't care. I'm not worrying about what Giannis is going to do in 2022. I don't care that he needs a jump shot to be able to play when he's 29 years old. He might not be here when he's 29 years old. He's 24 years old now. LeBron took that team to the finals when he was 23 years old. Michael Jordan was able to get to that level when he was 25 years old. Mm-hmm. This is that time frame when the ones that, if we believe that he is the next anointed guy, I mean, look at LeBron James. He improved that jump shot when he was 6 years into the league. When he was doing this and taking that team to the finals, the team with you know, Booby Gibson and
Moose Parker, them.
Shannon Brown and Damon Jones. That was
and who's the coach? Mike Brown's the coach, right? Yeah, Mike Brown's the coach.
He was a different LeBron. This is a different Giannis that we're going to see 5 years down the road. So that's not where we're getting into. We're talking about this year. Is he ready to go now? Leon's on the north side. He's next on the fan.
What's going on, fellas? Good to check in with
what's
you.
What's up, my brother?
Yeah, what's up, Leon?
Much love. This the thing, man. I'm going to just keep it 100 with this.
All please, time, every please. Day.
All the time, baby, all the time. Giannis, man, let's just look at this year. He's the best player right now, man. Right now.
Mm-hmm.
On both ends of the floor. LeBron, listen, first of all, with the LeBron comparison, LeBron was in a much weaker Eastern Conference. Much, much weaker. That Pistons team that we want to hype that he beat, that was disinterested at the end of their run. That team didn't want to – that team was splitting apart, man. I'm not taking a little for what he did. LeBron's a great player, top 10 player of all time at the very least. But the thing is, man, as far as him getting a jumper, LeBron didn't have a jumper at that time either. And if you and Giannis been quietly hitting, you know, up in the 3-point percentage.
He has.
Hitting that soft fadeaway. It's true. Coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. But, like, right now, he's the best player right now. I think the future is here. I heard something too. I want to holler at y'all about
what you
real
heard
quick about the Packers.
What you heard?
let me finish this up with Giannis real
right,
quick.
Go ahead,
but the thing is, man, I think that he can do it, man. I think that he can do it. The year's gonna do it. The Bucks will be in the finals. I'm not saying because I'm a Bucks fan. They're clearly the best team. But if you want to look at every metric of the season they put up, most of those teams, 90% of those teams, at least go to the finals. At least go to the finals. I don't think altogether they're gonna lose more than 5 games on their way to the final. I think Boston is overrated. I think Boston could lose the first round. They probably gonna win it, but it's gonna be tough for people to think. And the Bucks gonna be sitting there waiting for them to pounce. Tomorrow gonna be a tough series. I give you that. But I just don't. I think that everybody's trying to say that Giannis is on his way. Now he's here, man. Giannis is here. The man put up historical numbers this year. The numbers he put up this year has only been put up by one other person. That's, you know, that's Oscar Robertson.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, he's already in rare fire. We ain't got to own the future anymore. The future is here.
The future is now. Appreciate
it.
Oh, yeah, hit that Packer rumor here quick.
I'm going to get off. I heard something, man, from a guy up there. I can't say his name. He ain't nothing big. I want y'all to debunk this because it sounds crazy, man. I hope it ain't nothing. I hope y'all the Packers, man, secretly really aggressively interested in these quarterbacks in the draft, man. Like, specifically the Hoskins kid out of Ohio State. I'm like, I don't want to spend a first. I mean, that'd be crazy to me, man.
You said the tight ends or the quarterbacks?
The quarterback.
No, the quarterback. Same Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State.
He told me that Gutekunst want to get his guy. He want to get his own. He want to get a young guy. I'm thinking like, yeah, later in the draft, but not that high. That's crazy.
Right.
Anyway, hope that ain't true, man.
Appreciate the call.
Well, Rob Reichel did say
Dwayne Haskins
at 30, but we just talked about. You know, if Kyler Murray or Haskins dropped down to 12, what do you do? But that's when we also, I hope he's still listening, we thought teams who need a quarterback behind you in the teens or even in the 20s, they'll give a king's ransom to come way up there. They get him now, it works in your favor. So if he drops, the plan is to move back and pick up multiple guys in the first round. Russ Ball said we can handle 3 first-round picks, then you want some second-round picks because you got to make sure the budget.
Right.
But if these quarterbacks fall to you, I don't think they won't take a guy at 12, quarterback Haskins, or Kyler Murray at 12 if something happens. But they could have a team back down there, and give you a first-round pick next year
to get back in,
that can happen.
And
we'll if they fall, is in your favor.
And we'll ask Ben Fennell all of these draft questions when he joins Wendy's Big Show next of the Athletic Wisconsin, also the NFL Network. He'll be doing a bunch of coverage for the NFL draft with them. Ben Fennell of the Athletic and NFL Network joins us next, talking NFL draft on the Big Show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.